Thank you everyone for coming. Good evening. Kavod Ameis that we're here tonight. The Rav was certainly never one to seek Kavod, but he very much deserves it. Before we get started, I just want to thank David Stein for all of his efforts putting together the learning and putting together the evening. Thank you very much. And we're going to start the evening with Rav Hillel Horowitz. He's going to make a siyum on Seder Moed as it was a joint limud, and he's going to represent us.
We're finishing with Seder Moed, so I just figured I would say something, a little something about the Rav. Any holiday that was important
to the mic.
Sure.
The mic
you're okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. Any holiday that was important to him was especially Purim. Okay, I remember a drasha here on Shabbos where he talked about his father Zal and said that he gravitated more to Tisha B'Av, but Ramlinowitz Zal gravitated to Purim. He was heavily into Simcha. Now, I would call him a Purim Rav as far as the issue of Simcha, but something else too. And I think this is really the main aspect of Ramlinowitz as a Purim Rav. The Rambam says in Megillah, Perek Bet Halach Yud Zayin, Mutav La'adam La'harbos B'matonis La'avyonim La'harbos B'su'udoso. It's better to give more matonis La'avyonim than your su'udah. The translation I got off the internet actually says, it's preferable for a person to be more liberal with his donations to the poor than to be lavish in the preparation of his Purim su'udah. Now, one thing I also remember Ramlinowitz quoting is, always saying liberals are the worst. Quoting Rav Avigdor Miller, Zitzal. I would say that in this, though, Rav Milinowitz was liberal. He was liberal on giving money, as we'll discuss in a second. And it's better than Mishloach Manos L'Reyav. It's better to give money to the poor than to do Mishloach Manos. She'en shom simcha gedol m'fu'ara. There's no greater simcha. I remember 5 years, the astounding story after story after story after story, it keeps on going, about how Rav Milinowitz was making this, yes, liberally, with the money and the amounts of money he personally gave out, and more than that. He didn't just give money, he empathized with them. He would act on that empathy. You're like the Shechina. To revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive those with broken hearts. So it rings in my ear, actually, of the story of one of his chaverim about Rav Milinowitz trying to figure out if they really should, he and the Rebbetzin should ask for a raise for one of their jobs. You know, maybe we don't really need the money. And he said, I remember this, who talks this way? Who talks this way? You know, I know as a dayan, you're supposed to be sone botza. What Rashi says is just to, you know, you're not supposed to go, your money should never have to come to Beis Din. But Rav Milinowitz was way past that, way more than that. Sone betza on a different level. Anyway, he also believed highly in De Machzoro She'yachzerlo. You shall lend them sufficient funds for what that person is lacking. So I just want to talk about the different ways that the Rav, obviously very quick, I'm not the main speaker at all, but he gave of his time. We all have stories where he gave of his time. I remember with me, the first child I was marrying off, my mechutanim said, maybe we should have tanoim. I went to ask the Rav, and he says, I'll be there. He came early, he took care of it. He wasn't willing to listen any other way to that. He gave of his heart. He empathized and acted on, like I said. He gave of his mind. Advice, I came to him, sat with him. He was patient. He didn't notice that he was feeling pressured in any way. and we talked about whatever advice I needed. Torah, I do know personally, he was constantly thinking about how he could get each and every member to learn more and more. He gave of his courage. He showed us real MS, not politically correct. We have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. He gave of his foresight. I will say that he got us as a shul into Chovas HaLevavos on many different levels. And I think Chovas HaLevavos at this time is critical with the challenges we all face. And he gave us his neshama for his kehila. He had great plans and hopes for all of us. Personally, I feel that after 5 years, the loss is even more acute. There's many times that I feel like if only I could make a phone call or an email to Reb Malinowitz and Shamayim. So you have to think, what would he say in such a situation? The last Mishnah in Chagiga, just doing part of it, what happened was everybody had access to the Kalim basically during the holidays. And therefore, they might have become tameh. So kol akelim shoyim b'mikdash tunim tvila. They needed tvila. Chutz, except for the mizbeach hazog, mizbeach hanechoshes. The inner mizbeach, the golden mizbeach, and the outer mizbeach, the copper mizbeach. Mipnei shehen kakarka, based on a posuk, a limud from the tupsukim, basically. They're like karka. Karka can't get tameh. These two mizbechos couldn't get tameh. They didn't have to be dealt with in a mikvah. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, b'chochamim omrim, Mipnei shehein mitzupin, because they're covered. Now this is a very, the Gemara discusses, machlok is how to understand chachamim. Either they say because it's covered, therefore they can become mekabel tumah, they're covered with gold or nechoshes, and therefore they can become tameh, or just the opposite, they can't become tameh because that's not the main part of the mizbeach, and you're only touching something tofel, and therefore they don't become tummy. Okay. Hadron loch seder moed, vadracha landa tana loch seder moed, tataka long with nishemi loch seder moed, vilti shemi long with balma debla balma doase. Hadron loch seder moed, vadracha landa tana loch seder moed, tataka long with nishemi loch seder moed, vilti shemi long with balma debla balma doase. Hadron loch seder moed, vadracha landa tana loch seder moed, tataka long with nishemi loch seder moed, vilti shemi long. Amen, 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 selavoyed. Modim v'nachtu v'fenachem v'nayelhenu shus v'lehe v'senu shus samto chalkenim yoshvei besemedrish v'lo mi yoshvei kronos. You can only almost hear nachas from Reb Malinowitz hearing us being yoshvei besemedrish. Shanu mashkim v'hem mashkim. Anu mashkim l'divrei Torah v'hem mashkimim l'dvorim b'teilim. Anu amelim v'hem amelim. Anu amelim makamim sochor v'hem amelim v'hem makamim sochor. Anu ratzim v'hem ratzim. Anu ratzim chayel m'ba. Vim Ratzim Liver Shachas, Shnemar Batol, Yim Toridim Liver Shachas, Anshi Dom Mirmal Yechatsu Yemei Badi Yechachboch. Yiratzim of Nechad Noel Hai, Kishim Shazertan, Lusayim, Seder Moe, Kachta, Zrenu, Lasco Storim, Sorim, Achem, Lusayim, Lumer, Lami, Lishma, Lasso, Lukam, Skol, Dibris, Hamutor, Zabba, Skusko, Tanoim, Savidicha, Homin, Skrom, Seder Moe, Tamo, Lonu, Lazarenu, Shotamu, Shatormi, Pino, Pizarenu, Vizer, Zarenu, Adolam, Yukumbi,
Amen. 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 Am
Yisroel Ma'am V'Yisnasei V'Yisador V'Yisalev V'Yisalosh Me'gucha B'Rechu Ha'elam V'Nkol B'Rechu Sa'av V'Yishir Asad Yishmuk Asad V'Nechum Asad Amiram B'Oma V'Yibu Amen Ha'Yisroel V'Rabbanam V'Al Tamidei Ho'am V'Al Kol Tamidei Tamidei Ho'am V'Al Kol Mandi Oskim B'Rai Yisod Yivatsar Kadish Adin V'Di B'Chol Asar V'Asar Yehonul Chon Shom Ra B'Chine V'Chisto V'Rachamin V'Chayn Rechim Zor V'Yichei Yofer Kanomi Kadam V'Ondi B'Shmai Yav Ha'Rav Yibru Amen Hey Shalom Rav Mishmai V'Chayim Oleinu V'Akoy Yisrael Yibru Amen O say Shalom Yibru Mavu Brach Mav Yaseh Shalom Oleinu V'Akoy Yisrael Yibru Amen